The pot tax that originally was in front of the Ketchikan Assembly called for a 5% sales tax, which would have mirrored the marijuana tax set by the Ketchikan City Council. The borough's pot tax would not have applied within the city, making the tax uniform throughout the community. Assemblymember John Harrington proposed changing that to up to 10% across the borough. The borough would reimburse the city for its 5% tax within city limits, and anything above that would go to the borough. Unlike the City of Ketchikan, borough sales taxes go in front of voters for ratification. Harrington argued that the borough pretty much has one shot at a pot tax, so making it up to 10% provides leeway in case the borough needs to increase it without taking it to voters again. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson spoke against the tax, which he says unfairly targets a small group of citizens.
I mean, we should tax sugar. You know, obesity is just as bad as smoking in terms of health, its effect on health. If that's a cost to society, I just don't believe in behavior modification through government, and I think the sin taxes are inappropriate.
The 10% marijuana sales tax was introduced in a 4-3 vote, with Thompson and Assembly members Stephen Bradford and Bill Rotecki voting against it. The issue will return for a public hearing and second vote. If adopted by the Assembly, it would be on the October 4th ballot. The Dog Beach proposal was brought by resident Dan Ireland, who said during public comment that he's been bringing his dog to Rotary Beach, also called Buggy's Beach, for years without a problem until Borough Animal Control started enforcing the leash law.
I'm just advocating for some sort of law or place that we can take our dogs off leash without feeling like a criminal.
Ireland says the current Ketchikan Dog Park is too small. That dog park is under development with a larger space planned. Sarah Harney also spoke during public comment against the idea of allowing dogs to run off-leash at Rotary Beach.
There have been times my children have been pushed into the water by dogs, primarily because owners are throwing balls into the water or sticks. And we have countlessly times had to call dogs off of our personal property. I've actually had a cooler peed on before. And I know that the poop issue has been brought up. There have been many times that I myself and my children have been subjected to sitting in and unfortunately playing in dog feces.
Bev Davies suggested a compromise: allow dogs off leash on the beach during certain times of the day when it's less popular for families. That's the compromise that Assemblymember Harrington, who also is a member of the Animal Protection Advisory Committee, proposed to the Assembly. Thompson, though, says he's concerned about the safety risk and the liability of allowing dogs to run on a public beach.
No one that I've seen so far has brought up Allison Brown's child that was attacked on Rotary Beach and required medical attention. That was by a dog that was off leash, and it's not the first time and it's not the last.
Thompson suggested that further development of the dog park would be a solution. Assembly members Alan Bailey and Rotecki agreed, but Assembly members Felix Wong, Harrington, and Bradford wanted to see what kind of compromise borough management could come up with. The motion to move forward with a designated time for dogs to run off-leash at Rotary Beach failed in a 3-4 vote. The Assembly also heard an update from Oceans Alaska manager Ron Zabal, who says that the shellfish hatchery has had some recent financial challenges, partly because of a die-off of oyster seed they hope to grow over the winter and sell.
What really killed us, or really hurt us in terms of cash flow, was that the sets that we did late in the summer last year and in the early fall, because of the problem we did not anticipate, which was the calcium deficiency, pretty much were 100% wipeout.
Zabal says state regulations also have made it unprofitable to grow gooey duck seed, which was another part of the business plan. He says state biologists have told him that Oceans Alaska must maintain 100 animals to spawn in order to provide genetic diversity. To ensure that threshold, Zabal says they would need to keep about 500 adult gooey ducks, and the resources to do that are too expensive.
The algae demand, the hot water demand would kill us.
Zabal says the hatchery is surviving on oyster seed sales, but there will be an upcoming cash flow problem. He says they're seeking a bridge loan to carry them through those months. Oceans Alaska was granted a $600,000 loan from the borough in 2014. The funds are to be dispensed in installments over 5 years and then paid back over 25 years, starting in 2019. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.